USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A high-profile world leader testing positive for coronavirus. BBC News is reporting that British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has received positive test results. Meanwhile, the U.S. now leads the world in coronavirus cases. As of yesterday's official briefing, the U.S. had more than 82,000 cases. That passes both Italy and China. More than 1,100 people have died in this country, most of them with underlying health issues. The $2 trillion coronavirus relief package is expected to get final approval in the U.S. House after unanimous approval on Wednesday by the U.S. Senate. The measure would include one-time payments of $1,200 for millions of Americans and expanded unemployment benefits. And this is USA Radio News.
If you're thinking about life insurance from low-cost term to business or estate coverage or perhaps a small policy to cover your final expenses, why spend more than you have to? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped hundreds of thousands of folks save a fortune on their life insurance by quickly comparing the rates, features, and financial strength of dozens of top-rated life insurance products right over the phone. Want some examples? A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy a $500,000 10-year level term policy for less than $45 a month. Oh, you say you're 60? No problem. Under $120 a month. 20 or 30 year terms, even permanent plans are available. Okay, so you might have some health problems, huh? Lots of us do, but the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find the best affordable policy. To find out how much you can save, call AccuQuote today, 877-439-8830. That's 877-439-8830. 877-439-8830. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
Director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, Dr. Anthony Fauci, has issued a warning that the coronavirus could come back in cycles in the near future. Here's more from USA Radio's John Clemens.
The nation's top expert on infectious disease warned the U.S. should be prepared that the coronavirus could become cyclical.
We need to be prepared that we'll get a cycle around the second time.
Dr. Fauci said that the U.S. must be working to develop a vaccine by continuing work to do the randomized controlled trial of drugs.
I know we'll be successful in putting this down now, but we really need to be prepared for another cycle.
Attorney General William Barr is now telling federal prisons to send some inmates home. He's directed the Federal Bureau of Prisons to increase home confinement, especially for older inmates or those with underlying health conditions. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
A huge Navy hospital ship is heading to New York. President Trump telling reporters at the White House the USNS Comfort will be getting underway from its way from Virginia to the coronavirus hotspot this Saturday morning. Trump telling Governor Andrew Cuomo the ship will arrive in New York Harbor by Monday morning. He notes it's loaded up to the top with medical supplies, in his words, and he says it will help take some pressure off the brick-and-mortar hospitals in New York City. Airbnb is giving 100,000 health care workers around the world free housing during the pandemic. The company's co-founder says hosts want to support those on the front lines of it, and they can offer their homes and apartments through the Open Homes platform. It was created in 2012 for emergency housing. If hosts can't do it for free, Airbnb will still waive all fees. And the U.S. Space Force is now in business. The new military branch conducting its first national security space launch from Cape Canaveral Air Force Station in Florida yesterday. A United Launch Alliance rocket blasting a military communications satellite into orbit. The Space Force put together as part of the annual defense bill. Find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.